But if you wish me to love you, could you but see how much I do love you, you would be proud and content. All my heart is yours, sir. It belongs to you, and with you it would remain, were fate to exile the rest of me from your presence for ever. Again, as he kissed me, painful thoughts darkened his aspect. My seared vision, my crippled strength, he murmured regretfully. I caressed in order to soothe him. I knew of what he was thinking, and wanted to speak for him, but dared not. As he turned aside his face a minute, I saw a tear slide from under the sealed eyelid and trickle down the manly cheek. My heart swelled. I am no better than the old lightning-struck chestnut tree in Thornfield Orchard, he remarked ere long. And what right would that ruin have to bid a budding woodbine cover its decay with freshness? You are no ruin, sir, no lightning-struck tree. You are green and vigorous. Plants will grow about your roots, whether you ask them or not, because they take delight in your bountiful shadow. And as they grow, they will lean towards you and wind round you, because your strength offers them so safe a prop. Again he smiled. I gave him comfort. You speak of friends, Jane? He asked.